This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Source Trunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to SourceTrunk episode 37, recorded on the 26th of June 2008. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking random open source software and give it a little review. With this episode, I'll be drinking a St. Bernardus Abt 12. And for the listeners who were early adopters of this podcast, they will remember in episode 6, I did a review of the St. Bernardus Prior 8. And this is as the brewery of St. Bernardus themselves state their masterpiece. The Bernardus Abt 12, which I'm pouring very, very slowly, is really their masterpiece. It is a very dark, very fruity beer, and it is pretty high in alcohol percentage. It's 10.5 degrees. It's an ivory-colored beer, high fermentation, of course, and as I said, very, very, very nice to drink. I've already drank it a few years ago. I'm going to taste it again, and it's a very strong taste, but really, really nice. It's from a little town, Watou, near Poperinge in Belgium. And the Watou town is really a brewer's town. There they really enjoy the act of brewing. And you can, if you pass in Poperinge, you really have to go to Watou, which is also a artist village. The St. Bernardus Abt 12 also has a very nice label. It has a smiling monk on it who is enjoying the nice Abt 12. Speaking of beer, I will be going on a vacation very soon. I will be going to the southern of France, and my godfather lives there, who was Belgian originating, but lives in France, I think, for over 50 years now. And every time I go, I bring him a crate of different Belgian beers because he can't really have a lot of choice there. And sometimes I try to surprise him with something he doesn't even know, and he sips them on long winter evenings. So that is really fun to do. And I have already made a little collection of beers. It will be a Rochefort 8 and, of course, a whole set of St. Bernardus beers. Okay, but enough about beer. Since I have to pack and get ready to travel, I don't really have a lot of time, but there are three applications that I really, really want to touch on very lightly. Two of the three applications I didn't know about and have just recently been using, and one of the three is something I've been using for years, but I really have to talk about that in this context. So let's go.
System tools.
AWStats. AWStats is a free, powerful and featureful tool that generates advanced web streaming FTP or mail server statistics graphically. So it's a log analyzer. What you can do is have all your, for example, Apache log files analyzed, and it will be shown in a graphical way. So you can see how many downloads you have, you can see what the most visited pages of your web server are, and so on and so on and so on. If you own a web server or own several web servers and you know how the Apache logs look like, they're really horrible. They have a lot of information, but it's really, you have to decrypt really everything to get something out of that. AWStats will just do that. It will parse your log files and rewrite them in its own database files, and present it to you in HTML pages so that you can have an overview of what is going on your website or even complete web server. So when you open a AW stats page, you can see the summary, how many unique visitors, numbers of visits, pages, hits, bandwidth used, and so on. You can see it on a monthly history, days of month. You can see when it really peaks. You have little nice bars to see which was the best day for you. I'll quickly go over the feature list that will give you an idea of the strength of AW stats. You can have the number of visits, you can have a number of unique visitors, you can see the visits, the durations and the last visits, authenticated users, last authenticated visits, days of week and rush hours, which is very interesting, domains and countries, you can see from which countries the hits originate, host lists, most viewed, entry and exit pages, which are very interesting, which file types, web compression statistics, if you use, for example, the mod_gzip or mod_deflate Apache modules, which operating system is used, which browsers everyone is using, and that is really interesting, so you can really tell that your site is mostly visited by Firefox users, for example, and not really visited by a lot of Internet Explorer users or macOS X Safari users. How many robots visit your site to crawl your site, how much worm attacks you have, which search engines visit your site, and moreover, what the key phrases and keywords are used to find your site. And this is really interesting. For example, if someone seeks on SourceTrunk and Leffe, then I will see that on my site. I will see that someone has been searching via those keywords, or I see a term like how to use MIFTV, and then I'll see that in my stats as well. You can have HTTP errors. In this way, you can just simply click on HTTP errors and see what is going wrong on your site, which pages are missing or which images are missing. You can have personalized reports if you want to. You can see how many times your site has been added to favorite bookmarks. If you want, you can see which screen size your site is mostly visited in, so you can tailor your site completely to your group of users that most visit your site, and the ratio of browsers which have support for Java and Flash and so on and so on. So then you can see that, oh well, I should be doing a lot less Flash on my site because nobody is using it, for example. And so on. So I'm really going very briefly over it because it can do much, much more than this. I've been using it for years to monitor the logs of various web servers I managed. And one thing I really got out of that is, for example, I had two web servers which were round robin load balanced, and I had the impression that one server was not really getting all the traffic in comparison with the other one, and I just could use AW stats to convince the network people that their load balancing wasn't really working too well, because I got a lot of hits on one server which was shown in the logs, and the other server was doing, well, less than ideal. So AW stats really is very performant. Visit it at awstats.sourceforge.net, and you can support the project by just clicking on the Support This Project button. There is a lot of documentation available. Installation is really, really, really easy. It's not complicated at all. You can install it on your web server if you want, but you can install it on an other host as well. You just have to download the log files to that host, and then you can install the CGI scripts that AW Stats uses to make the HTML pages and give you an overview. I was only talking about the log analyzer for Apache, but you can use also AW Stats for analyzing FTP or mail servers, and you should check out the site if your FTP mail server or other web server is supported by AWStats. This project is maintained by Laurent Detailleur. Well, why did I bring up AWStats? Because I talked about two projects that I've just recently discovered and one that I've been using. This is the one I've been using for a long time. That is because of the next one.
System tools.
Piwik. While AWStats can be a lot of help to you if you have the log files of your web server, if you have the log files of your mail server, sometimes you're not able to have those log files. For example, if you are using a host registrar, if you're using a company which hosts the service for you, and you only have a little smart piece of that, little piece of that web server that you rent, then you will never see the log files at all. You will get an interface to the log files to see how your site is doing, but nothing more than that. Asking for the log files is useless. You won't get them. Then you have to do it another way around. So you can do it by having and parsing the log files, or you can do it by installing a little JavaScript which will feed all the visit information to another program like Piwik. And Piwik is the thing I've been using recently for SourceTrunk. SourceTrunk is not hosted by me, it's hosted by GoDaddy. I have web servers, of course, of my own and web servers that I host for my company, but SourceTrunk is just put on GoDaddy. That's the most easy way to go and also very easy if you are hosting podcasts. I'm not sponsored in any way, but I'm just telling it like it is. But the problem is I can't reach the log files. And Piwik helps me to do just what I want to do in a very, very neat and easy manner. So what I have to do is just install on my pages a little JavaScript, and I install Piwik, which is a PHP application, on my SourceTrunk web page, or on another web server for that matter. And it will feed all the visiting information to my MySQL database, which is also hosted by GoDaddy. When I log into my Piwik site, I see all the information I want. I also see, for example, the geolocations of where people are. I can see download stats, I can see hits, I can see search phrases which are used to find my site, and so on, and so on, and so on. So basically, most of the things that AWStats can deliver, Piwik can do as well. Not as extended, not as correct, because you're not doing it server-side, you're really doing it via a JavaScript, and the JavaScript must be activated on the page, which is not difficult as well, but it does the trick, and it does it in a very nice way. If you go to the Piwik site, which is piwik.org, you can see an online demo as well, and there you immediately see your dashboard, and your dashboard will give you all the information you want, like last visits graph, the date, and all in a very attractive graphical way. Whenever you go over a line in a bar, it will say how many visits that day and that day are on your site. The visit length, the visitor browsers, list of keywords, like I said, visits by server time, it has graphs, it has you can set it completely to your liking. It has download overview, which things has been downloaded the most. It has a lot more than I have discovered already. And again, the dashboard is just amazing. You can completely tailor your dashboard in Piwik like you want. So in front of me, I have the list of keyword table. And I don't like it to be in the middle, so I'll just move it over in my browser to the left. So left, that's better. And I'll move the visits by server time a bit to the middle. So that's better. You can see referrers as well, who is referring to your site, all that good stuff, all in a little PeeWeek environment. Like I said, I haven't had the time to play with it like I should to review it. So really hop over to PeeWeek.org. And if you're interested, and if you host a site where you don't have the logs to use at your ease, then just use PeeWeek, try it out, you'll get all the information you want. And why did I use PeeWeek? Well, I was using the Gmail statistics, and I really got very annoyed with that for two reasons. And I won't go too much into that, but one, it slowed down my server a lot. My pages weren't loaded as quickly as I wanted to. You always saw the little Google statistics reference in your URL actions, and it was hogging a bit the site, and I wanted something really, really fast, and PeeWeek just is really fast as your SQL database will allow. Another thing, I don't want anybody but me to see my download statistics and to see my site statistics. I don't want another company to take control over my data. I don't want them to know how many visitors I have, what the visitors do, from which page they go, and so on and so on. So those are my visitors. It is my site. It is my business, so to speak. No other company has anything to do with that. So and Google Analytics is not the only service you can find on the web to do analytics on your site via a little JavaScript. No, there are a lot of them, and some of them are really, really good, but they're completely proprietary. You can see your data, but you don't know what they do with your data afterwards. And with PeeWeek, you know what you get. It's completely open source, and it's your data. It's completely on your web server and database server. Again, I'm really going very quickly over PeeWeek. There's more to it than I'm telling here, so please check out PeeWeek.org. The team is made of Mathieu Aubry, which is a project leader, Julien Rouvière, which is a core developer, Johan Maté, which does system operations, Thierry Sell, marketing and PR, and Noah Firf, translations coordinator. Many thanks to all five of you for providing me a really, really good interface to my statistics. Okay, and then the next one.
The little extra.
Chord. This is really, really a little extra, which simplifies my life amongst the administration of a lot of Windows 2003 servers I have to do once in a while. So I'm mostly on a Mac. When I'm working, I work on a OS X machine. At home, I work on a Debian, and I have my parallels with my Windows XP in a corporate environment, which is 60% XP and 40% OS X. And once in a while, I have to use the ugly remote desktop protocol, which is, in my opinion, very useful in some cases, but in other cases, it's really a pain in the butt. But I can only use it on a Windows system, so I have to use my Microsoft Windows XP on the parallels and then connect via the RDP protocol to the servers. Well, that's done. That's no longer. Chord gives you complete remote desktop protocol access to Windows servers via your OS X machine. It's an OS X application, and it does what I've been looking for years, just connect you via RD to a Windows server, and it does it like the most RD connections are done. Fast, very lightweight, you can go in complete full screen mode, and it would be just like you would be on the server itself. It's very smooth to work with it. You can have your different windows open at the same time, your different servers open at the same time. You have your saved servers, so you can just make a list of the servers that you have to go regularly to and just double click them, and they will completely log on with the username and password and domain that you have set in that. So you don't have to log on every time. You don't have to type in your password every time. Just double click on the server you want to use and voila, via OS X, you are completely logged on to an RDP protocol based server. This really helped me a lot in doing quick stuff on servers and get out as quick as possible. Thanks to Peter Volk, it's a colleague and friend of mine who pointed me out to Little Cord. And the first time I said, "Yeah, it's interesting. This looks good." And he pointed me out again a month later. "Have you used it?" I said, "No, I haven't used it." And now I've done, and I've been using it for 2 weeks now, I think, and it has really helped me. Okay, so try it out. It is, you can find it at cord.sourceforge.net. And of course, all the links will be in the show notes as well. The author is Dorian Johnson, and the project was originally started by Craig Dooley. So if you want to help out Dorian Johnson, go to the development button on cord.sourceforge.net and look how you can help him out. One little tiptoe for people who are not really familiar with the RDP protocol. And it's a mistake I see happen a lot and which is really a pain in the butt. You can, if you open a RDP session to a server, you will be creating a new session on that server. And normally, sometimes you don't want that. You just want to hook on to the console. You want to hook on to the, so to speak, monitor that is running on that server, to not interrupt with some application which are not service-based, for example. And a lot of people don't understand the distinguish between the both. And so if you use the little cord, then you can just specify that you want to open a console session, open a session that is already opened on a console, just like you would use VNC to take over the already existing desktop session. If you don't mark that as an option, you will open a new session. You will open a session under your own name or the name you used. Just, you can donate to this project as well, and I think I will try to convince my company to just donate a little amount of money for something that I'm really, really using a lot lately. Concerning the episode I did on mPlayer and mEncoder, I got quite a few good reactions on that one, and I got quite a few flames from the developers on that one, and one was because I made a mistake. I said that the mPlayer project was moving towards GPL versus free, so the third version of the GPL, and that is completely not the case. So my apologies, and I would like to stress that people who are interested in the GPL version 3 versus the GPL version 2 argument, that you really should check out the home site, the homepage of mPlayer, where they explicitly stress that they will not be moving to GPL version 3 and also why. So my apologies, I made a mistake. They are not moving towards it. One developer even mentioned that I should be drinking Coke because of this mistake, and that is really harsh, but because I would choke just by looking at a glass of Coke. So thanks again for the great mPlayer software, which I think a lot of users are using today, and some of them without even knowing it. So, time for me to wrap this up. I really have to pack. I have to get everything and everyone in the car and get them to 1,000 kilometers further from here and go to the beautiful sun in southern France and enjoy a really, really nice St. Bernardus Apt 12 with my godfather on his terrace and talk about everything we've been doing the past year. Keep sending open source projects you like and have discovered. Keep sending stuff for the beer bin. The more exotic, the better. If you know a little Belgian bar in the midst of the Amazon forest, tell me about it. If you know one single London pub who has just one Belgian beer, just tell me about it. I'll put it in the beer bin. Leave your comments on sourcedrink.com or mail me directly via sourcedrink@gmail.com. For now, because I think I will be dropping the Gmail stuff also for something else. I'm leaving you with Sly by Drug Mule. Thanks for your time, and good hunting.